Well, if someone asked you, though, if you knew him, you'd say yes. And you, sometimes you talk about your ear when you say it. You might say, sure, I've
known him for many years.
What if you say, though, I've heard, and sometimes it's, you use your ear when you say that. Sure, I've heard, fill in the rest of that.
Well, I say I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I have known him intimately. I've heard of him and heard that he is a good citizen. I don't like to say things evil about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even as I'm talking to you.
I think we're back.
Although this, the use, part of the history of this mill district, now, this is not to be, but I wouldn't want to quote it because...
you want me to turn the tape recorder off?
Turn the tape recorder off, and then if you want it, of course, you can record it.
Where we left off was talking about the way you sharpen a scythe and
Grand Rock.
Okay.
See, that Grand Rock is a cylinder like this. And you either turn it by hand or it works on a pedal.
Mm-hmm.
And you sharpen your scythe with that as it turns.
Okay.
Right, funny, I knew an old fellow who couldn't read nor write. And he ran a grocery store. And one day he told a man they owed him for cheese. The fellow said, look, I ain't never bought a cheese for you in my life. I said, yes, you did. I said, I got it down there. And they went in, they had an argument about it. And they were pretty well heated. And this fellow said, look, the only thing I bought from you at that time was a grind rod. Oh, he says, I just forgot to put a hole in the middle of it. Now that actually happened.
Was that in Augusta this happened?
No, that was a little town of Harlem up above here.
Uh-huh. What do you drive when you're out in the streets? What's the...
Automobile.
Okay. And what do you use to lubricate something that's squeaking? What do you do to it? Say in a car.
Go fry it all up.
Well, what if you use something that was a little thicker than that? Sometimes you squirt
grease,
it out of a gun. Okay.
Lubrication.
Well, if you squirt it out of a gun, though, it's called... It is called the name that you just mentioned.
Grease.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, so yesterday you'd say that he had done what to the car when he put this stuff in it?
Well, he had it... Well, usually it's washed in grease. It goes along at the same time.
Okay, well...
Lubrication.
Uh-huh, but if he'd done it yesterday, then you'd say he had...
He had greased it.
Okay. And if grease gets all over your hands, then what would you say? They're all...
Well, you wash it with... you got a certain kind of soap.
Uh-huh, but... Well, never mind the soap. I was just thinking about the name that you'd call your hands when they had grease all over them. You'd say, my hands are all...
Oily.
Well, what if it wasn't oil, if it was
greasy?
Okay. You already mentioned that, and if you didn't want to grease something, if you wanted to use something lighter, you'd call that... wasn't as thick as grease, it would be what?
Would you want to use that on your hands or the car?
On the car.
On the car.
Uh-huh. Say that you...
Polish?
Well, no. Say, you know, you have to put it in the car to lubricate the inside, the working parts. Or you might use it just to lubricate.
Well, it'll be oil and...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what is something that you might have used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Right.